Take two.
What's going on, guys? This is the second official recording of the No Girlfriends Allowed, No GFs Allowed podcast. The first recording,
well, kind of got fucked up.
Ended abruptly, if you will. But we were interrupted. Obviously, shoes / socks on the door handle don't mean anything to anybody.
Of course, these days.
But let's just get an introduction.
So, I feel really disrespected. Not gonna lie.
It was a personal attack, but anyway, let's get into introductions here. You know, we've already done this once, but I'll just start off. I'm on a roll here. My name is Ryan, and this is Jack, my other
associate. I'm Jack.
Here. Yeah, and I like to party. anyway, that's an A1 reference if you get that. But anyway, yeah, we're both students at the University of Nebraska Lincoln who just got really drunk. We don't drink because. We just know people that said they should do a podcast.
We just know people that drink in college,
and they said, "Hey, we should do a podcast." We don't have any part of that because you know that's bad. You know,
it's because we're underage. Like,
yeah,
like,
no,
we respect the law.
Yeah,
here.
No, we're a law-abiding citizen.
You know,
but anyway,
you know, Young Thug said, you know, like judge the law because everyone needs a job because not everyone can be a star. Yeah, you know.
I couldn't have said it better myself, personally. But anyway, that's kind of how we ended up doing what we're doing tonight. We really don't know where this podcast is going to go. I don't know, maybe you get insight to what college is like these days when you're in insurmountable amounts of debt, just whatever it may be. Hopefully, we can maybe make some money from this, like, 5 years down the line when, like, everything is monetized.
Hope we can make some money out of this, because looking at my bank account,
I have a lot of money that I owe to various financial institutions that I cannot pay back.
Copious amounts of debt, as we could say.
Copious amounts of debt. But, anyway, well, we were... dude. He just burned out the candles.
Dude, I'm sorry.
We have candles on the desk between us, and I just
No, we don't have candles. Like,
we don't have candles. That's definitely not against you know our residence hall policy. But
No.
We have just things that smell good. But anyway, we were just
incense.
just before we got cut off here by people barging into our room and wondering what we were doing. We were talking about our trip to Dallas. Now, the reason we got. Talking about our trip to Dallas was, well, I'm not quite sure. Oh, we were recapping what we did today, and they were like, well, let's talk about what we did two and a half weeks ago.
So we're going to start off what we did today, and instead of talking about what we did today, we're going to talk about
because
what we
we're
did
doing
two
this.
Weeks ago.
We're doing this today.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jack, I don't know if you want to set the stage for where we were at this exact moment 2 weeks ago on Friday.
So this exact moment ago, 2 weeks ago. So what we're doing is we were in our room looking for some mischief to get up to, you know?
Some shenanigans.
We're two college students born on a Friday night, not in a fraternity, so we don't have any parties to go to. Because at the University of Nebraska, you have to be in a fraternity if you want to go to a party. There's no other way. Unless you want to pay an instrumental amount of money, and it's just not... It's demeaning to pay money to get to a party. It really is. So we're just with... We had some stuff. We were very hydrated. And we're just like, you know what? What should we do? It started off with, we should go to Vegas. So I'm from Vegas, personally. Shout out to the 702, Vegas Strong. Go Knights, go. But we're like, all right, let's see how much tickets are. And they were incredibly expensive. Last minute tickets across the country... Usually not cheap.
They're a lot of money. Over $500, you know, of which we were looking for a $70 flight.
Yeah, and even that would have been pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted In-N-Out. Mm. I've grown up on In-N-Out. In-N-Out just has a special place in my heart. So I'm like, you know what? Where is the closest In-N-Out? We looked it up. 800 miles south. Located. Now, location. Well, Frisco, Texas.
Frisco, Texas. Okay, so what? Frisco, Texas. Dallas.
And so what we do is like, you know what? This is feasible. This is 9 hours away.
9 hours? Just to give you reference, my house in Wisconsin is approximately 8 hours from the University of Nebraska Lincoln. And that's a third of your day if you really think about it. 8, 16, 24. Like, for all you math majors out there, like, that's a third of your day. And, like, to be honest with you, like, if you just forego sleep, like, efficiency is there. So... We walked down the hallway to meet up. Well, everyone was gone this weekend, which is the reason most of our friend group was gone this weekend, back home, doing other fun stuff without us, etc. Now, that's why we got in this whole situation in the first place. And we walked down the hall, and we were like, we need it. Well, first we thought we need an automobile to get to Frisco, Texas. And Well, it just so happened that the girls down the hall had...
a lot of our friends we hang out with a lot, you know.
They just had a, what was that, 2014 Ford
Fusion? Ford Fusion? Was it a Fusion?
It was definitely a Fusion.
Yeah, because our man has a Focus.
Yeah, it's definitely a Fusion. Fusions are
very
nice cars.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to own a Fusion. Cars. If I own a Fusion in 5 years from now, just know I'm on my way.
Bro.
I am on my way to the big life. I've made it big, you know?
It's over
Ring
for you.
Ring six of the ladder.
It's over for you hoes as soon as I get a Ford Fusion. But, deadass.
Oh, that's the first step of becoming, like, of, like, making it. Owning a mid-size...
owning a car that gets gas mileage above 30 miles per gallon. That's what I need in my life, RN. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, long story short, we walk over and like, hey, you guys want to go to Dallas? And they're contemplating the idea because we just knocked on their door.
Because hey, it's an odd request at 8:30 at night. Just be like, hey, what's up?
Dallas, Texas,
right now. What are you doing? And much of our surprise, honestly, I was expecting nothing.
I was expecting a no, yeah. I was like, expecting a
I was expecting them to be like, no, are you fucking serious? We were expecting them to be the voice of reason. And something Ryan and I do not possess.
Yeah, no, they were the exact opposite of that. Now, we basically pack everything up, again, this Ford Fusion. We start driving. Now, we're about, I don't know, an hour away from Lincoln, and we're about to make the left to go down into Kansas, if you can imagine that.
It's not a left, it's just straight.
It's down. Well, like a left down. A left down. What? I'm imagining Nebraska. Like
it's not Nebraska, it's a left down.
It's a left down. And I make a comment like, hey, to the girl driving the car whose name was Madison, and I was like, hey, just set the cruise at 90. We are just shaving off minutes. You know, at this rate, we're going to get there a full hour early. Like, holy shit. Like, this is the way to travel. And not 10 minutes later, were there sirens behind us. Not only did she not have a license because she recently lost it, but we were going approximately 20 miles over the speed limit. Now, this individual officer handled the situation very well.
We are so grateful, because she would have been, how do you say, fucked? Fucked?
We walked away with about $125 worth of fines that sucks
we're,
to be her, right?
We're gonna split four ways.
That didn't end up happening.
Well, no. The court date isn't until later.
Yeah. No, yeah, no. We're starting
GoFundMe. Don't worry.
No. We're gonna be public defenders. We're gonna have to go down there. We're just gonna have to publicly defend her. You know, we're gonna have to get a case together. You know,
It's all right. We got this. We can do this.
I am well versed in bird law specifically.
for aviation, aviary.
For
you're always Sunny fans out here.
Yeah, you know, I know the difference between gulls, you know, just laws of the birds. Anyway, we continue down our trip. It's a pretty straight shot through. It's about 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning, and we book a hotel for what, $15 each? It was a Wyndham.
It was a Wyndham. We got a nice deal there. So it was about $80 in total. So it's about $20 per person.
15. It was like
It was like 19. I'm just rounding up to 20.
Okay.
Which I haven't yet paid for someone. Because someone needs to give someone else money for them to give me money.
Well, it's just the problem is that I paid you for the hotel, but like...
No, you did it.
This is semantics.
Okay, it's not important.
Anyway.
We shouldn't do this on air.
No, keep this.
I'm professional. I'm sorry.
But anyway, so at this point it's about, we're driving through Oklahoma, where God's love ends.
Okay. Oklahoma. We need to talk about this real quick.
We need to talk about the state of Oklahoma.
You know, I have family in Oklahoma, and... Not anymore.
Let's just rate the states in order. One being the best, 50th being the worst.
No. We're going to do a comprehensive list of states 50.
What we're going to do is
every episode we're going to rank one.
We're going to make a list. Let's start at the bottom. 50th, Mississippi. We'll do two. The 50th... best state, if you will, in the United States is Mississippi. However you want to phrase it.
Here's a real question. Are we going to include U.S. territories like Guam.
Oh, yes, we're going to include them. But first, U.S. territory. I like the thought. But
I have no experience with Guam. I know this girl from Guam. I fucking hate her. She's a bitch. So
interesting. New Guam? Guest?
God, guest? No. Please, no.
Nothing before Justin Chung. But anyway, 50th is Mississippi.
We probably should say his full name. For,
nah, we're fine. For okay. anything, for anyone that is listening in Mississippi,
I'm sorry.
It is the armpit.
I'm sorry. Your life turned out this way.
Armpit of the United States. I know a few people that go to the Ole Miss. Other than that, if you're not living at the quad, then you're living your life wrong.
In the quad. You just pitch a tent. Yeah, you're not class, living in the quad. Just every Saturday for six Saturdays of the year, you're just living.
Hey,
the
bonus
life.
Meme. Bonus meme. Bonus meme. 51 U.S. states. 50th best state. Mississippi. 51 Oklahoma. I'm sorry, but it's where the state where worst. God's love ends.
If Oklahoma City is like your go-to,
reevaluate Jesus. Your life decisions.
You know, I'm from the state of Nevada. You know,
there's
glorious.
Not much there.
You know,
there's not much.
Besides Las Vegas, where I hail from,
hails from Las Vegas.
There's not much. Like, this thing's shitty in general.
I agree.
But we have that...
I will say, I have
We
one...
have that one redeeming factor, though. Like, the Las strip. Vegas. Like, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, the Hoover Dam.
Oh, dude. I love a good goddamn dam.
Goddamn. I love a man-made lake. Lake Mead. You know, am I right?
Lake Mead is losing water at a drastic rate.
All right. Let's continue with the story. Okay, I have one positive thing to say about Oklahoma, though. You guys got the freeway system figured out. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is there is literally every... half a mile, a sign that says traffic, all slow moving traffic must move to the right lane under federal law or something to that extent.
It's not and federal law. Really, that doesn't make sense.
They state law. They really.
I don't think the fucking federal reserve.
No, dude. Just let me have this, dude. No, it's a state. It's a state law. It's a state law. Now, let me just say, that shit. You guys really hammer it home. It needs to be like that universally around the United States. Anyway. We drive into Dallas, and I'd say we get there around 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Now, at 6 a.m.
It's dark.
We walk into our hotel lobby, and we go to check in, and we get somebody, and he helps us, to be fair.
Kind of a dick, though.
Kind of a douchebag, if I'm
being
honest.
But it's all right. You know what I mean?
Hey, look,
you
work in
$80. You work in a Wyndham lobby. You know
in, like, northwestern Dallas.
It was just outside of Denton.
Denton.
Hey, go North Texas. We're big North Texas guys.
Hey, go
here.
Big green.
Go big green.
Go mean green.
Go mean green. Yeah, it's mean green.
It's go big red.
Go big red.
No, but anyway, he literally tells us we don't have rooms. Your room won't be available till 3 p.m.
So it's 6 a.m. at this
you,
point.
You
so
guys
like, well,
can do the math. You guys can do the math how many hours that is.
We're not math majors. We're business majors. We like to take it easy here.
No, we're in calc. I'm in calc. He's in college algebra.
And I'm
can't win them all. So you know, now we've got like 17 hours or something to burn before we get a room. Before we get a room. And
it's not that bad. It's 15 hours.
What?
Wait, no. God, no. Fuck. Okay. It's like 9 hours.
There's a large interval of time before we can get a room here at this Wyndham. We haven't slept in... Let me take this one. We haven't slept. Jack hasn't slept in about 24 hours at this point. It's about 12 hours since he slept.
No. It's 22 because I woke up Friday morning at 8.
Oh, yeah, true. It's been about 22 hours at this point.
And it's 6 o'clock.
So we need to burn time for the next however many hours it is until our room gets open. Now, we're still dead tired. Nothing's open in Dallas, etc. We're going to stop the story here at 6 a.m. where we have to figure out what we're going to do in downtown Dallas with no hotel room, a car, we're tired as hell, and etc., right? But before this, we have to explain Outlaw Energy. Now, for all of you guys listening, Outlaw Energy is an energy drink. The best energy drink.
We got it in middle of nowhere, Kansas. God, I could not tell
Jack
you.
Jack was running on fumes at this point. He could not keep his eyes open when we walked into a gas station. And the honest to God truth is, Jack said, I'm broke.
I need the cheapest energy drink they have here.
I was doing this on a budget.
Yes.
Like, I'm asking student discounts everywhere.
Do you accept...
To no avail.
Do you accept N-card? That's Nebraska student ID. Do you accept N-card here? But anyway, Jack grabs this outlaw drink that we've never heard of. It's $1.59, yeah.
The cashier
rings it up as 99 cents, and she's like, don't tell anybody. And we're like, oh, your secret's safe with us. Don't worry. And she made a mistake. And I pull up with a Monster and a Red Bull.
She did it because no one buys it.
Honestly,
looking
it's
back
both.
On it,
it's
I should have bought
just, him. She need to get rid
I should have bought
them.
Everyone.
She need to get rid of them. But I come up next. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure these Monsters said like 50 cents or something on them back there. And she's like, I can't do that. The Monsters, they're too popular. I can't discount them. And I'm just like, well, okay. So, Jack proceeds to stay awake for the next, 34 hours?
So, 36? Okay, so, by the next time I went to sleep, I took a 30-minute nap, let's just say, it was Saturday late afternoon, early evening, probably around 5, 6 o'clock. I took maybe a 30-minute nap.
Now, if this is all due to what...
Well, okay.
Despite what Darwin tells us is right... This is all attributed to Outlaw Energy and the concoction that they've made over there. And let me tell you, quality brand, quality people to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Currently, we're trying to get Outlaw Energy to work with us in the podcast. We have some ideas in the work. We've DM'd them through Instagram, got the door open. They said they're open to proposing some of our ideas to the marketing team. So don't be surprised if Outlaw Energy is a sponsor of this podcast in the future, guys.
God, I hope so.
We're not going to name it.
I was awake
drink. We're not going to name any other energy
6
drink.
Hours straight. So by the time... So I woke up Friday morning at 8 a.m. for class. Because I go to class unlike Ryan. But... So 8 a.m. class. I go through the day. I drive through the night. And I stay up all day, to my surprise. At this point, I'm thinking, you know what? Sleep isn't for me. I've become so efficient on using my energy that I don't need to sleep.
That's Outlaw
like,
Energy.
Sleep is for the weak.
That's Outlaw Energy.
I would
energy.
Like to thank that all to Outlaw Energy.
Outlaw Energy, if you're listening, which I know you're going to be at some point in time, let me just say that...
Every episode, we're plugging them until they listen.
Until they sponsor us. We love Outlaw Energy. We're not sponsored by them now, but in the future, we
you
love
know,
that coming
we're
going to
speak it into existence.
Okay.
You know?
So, Jack's up for 34, 36 hours at this point, thanks to Outlaw Energy, and we're now all puzzled in Madison. It's me... Jack, Madison, Dallas. It's me, Jack, and two other girls, both named Madison.
Yeah,
so
it gets confusing.
We got Madison
not
Square
important.
Here. Don't worry about it. Square root, something like that. Now, we drive into downtown Dallas as we can't get into our hotel, and we get donuts, believe it or not.
They were pretty good.
There was
downtown.
A donut shot. Downtown
yeah.
Dallas.
A lot
donuts.
Of homeless
shout
people.
Out to you. Yeah, a lot of homeless people, but great donuts. Great donuts, if you will. And then it's about 7 a.m., and we get on Birds. Now, Birds are just electric scooters that you can rent.
This episode is not sponsored by Birds,
it's not sponsored
in case
by
you're
Birds.
Wondering.
Birds.
Sadly.
Birds.
But if they would like to sponsor us, we're totally cool with that.
Yeah, we're totally cool with that, too. But anyway, we'll just call them scooters from now on. These electric scooters that you could go on. We just pretty much drove those around the city at full speed and... For a while, and we just saw all of Dallas, beautiful in the morning, a lot of stuff to see.
I love the Big D. That place is awesome.
I do too. Like, honestly, Dallas, you're actually a cool city. Now, it's about 9 a.m. in the morning, and I am about to pass out in the streets, and I look at Jack, and I go, Jack, what are we going to do? And Jack looks back at me, and what do you say?
Looks like we're going to go loiter.
We're about to go loiter, and at this point, I don't even have time to comprehend what Jack has just said. I just need somewhere to sit that's warm, right? We walk in to what hotel was that?
It was like a Hyatt?
A Hyatt. No,
or a Marriott.
It was a Marriott. And I go up to the front like desk area and I'm just like, because they have a lobby too, and I'm just like, so how much is a room here per night? And they're just like $200-something. And they're like there's like $200-something, and everyone else behind me, Jack's leaving for a second, so it's just me right now. Everyone else behind me, Jack and the two Madisons, are just like, Ryan, what are you doing? Like, we're not going to spend that kind of money, etc., etc. Meanwhile, I've got the long con in mind. I'm just asking for a price so I can eventually just say, all right, let's go talk this over. Do we want to stay here? I.e. getting access to the main lobby.
So we go around the corner into the lobby, and I fall asleep in the lobby. I'm out cold. Everyone else is awake, remarkably. I didn't have any outlaw energy, but everyone else is awake. Somebody apparently, allegedly, walks over, looks at me, and walks away. And we feel like we're gonna get kicked out at this point, right? And against what we believed, we did not get kicked out of that hotel. We could have stayed there all day long. Now, after that, I went back to the car and slept, and they went to go do some art museum-y stuff like that. I don't know, but then we woke up, we went to Target. Let me say, everything's bigger in Texas.
This Target. What can I say? Fucking huge. Actually, we didn't even go into Target.
We didn't even go into Target. We went to Petco.
So we went to Petco. We looked at some cats. That looks sad.
Oh, no. The cat, they were like donated cats. It was actually really sad. Petco, you're doing God's work, but at the same time, what a broken world we live in. But, we haven't even talked about Whataburger yet, dude.
Okay, so my review of Whataburger. So I am someone that has grown up on In-N-Out. In-N-Out Burger is the most quality burger you're ever going to eat. So
I agree.
Guide to In-N-Out. So what you do, you get in. So the In-N-Out Burger, it's so simple. I love the simplicity of it. You know, I'm someone, I love food. I'm a huge foodie. I love to cook, things like that. But, you know, sometimes you just got to enjoy the simplicity of things.
I agree.
Like, In-N-Out, it's so simple. You know what you have? You have three burgers. You have a cheeseburger, you have a hamburger, and you have a double-double, which is a double-double. Hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever you want. I love it. It's cheap as hell. You can get a double cheeseburger with a drink and fries for $8, and it's fresh. It is amazing. I love In-N-Out. It is just, yes. I also feel like this opinion's biased, I'm not gonna lie, because, you know, it has sentimental value to me. It's something I just grew up on, but, you know, it's just something I love. And
did we even mention why we even went on this trip in the first place?
Oh, yeah. So the reason we went on this trip to Dallas is actually... So we're sitting here. We're like, what are we going to do?
Well, the whole reason we started researching plane tickets in the first place was because we're like, well, I want In-N-Out. Like, where's the nearest In-N-Out? And Jack's like, well, there's In-N-Out in Las Vegas where I'm from.
And then we have free room and board there.
Yeah, we have free room and board there. Like, let's get a cheap flight. Like, I mean, like $70 to $140 both way, like round trip. Like, that's not a big deal. And then it turned out that the closest In-N-Out was actually, again, in Frisco, Texas. And
location, Frisco, Texas.
Location, Frisco, Texas. And that's just kind of where we ended up. So, yeah. Now, what else did we do? I don't know. Oh!
No. You slept in the car the whole day.
Yeah, I slept a good sizable portion of the car. I was just so... I was conked.
You know, my thing is, I'm like, you know what? He's missing out. If he's having a good time, not my problem.
Bro, I'm in Dallas. My body was not at peak efficiency.
My thing is like, you know what? I'm in Dallas. I'm going to do something.
Your blood cells were like multiplying or some shit.
Dude, I don't know. So I must have been on like coke or something. Because I was just running on six cylinders right there. Six cylinders. I could not stop.
Getting more gas mileage than the Ford Fusion. But anyway, I don't know.
Episode sponsored by Ford Fusion.
No. Hey, if you want to sponsor us, Ford, send us a Ford Fusion, honestly. But then we left at about 3 to go to our hotel. And then went back to our hotel. Now, let me explain. I'm going to do my best in words to explain to you what was going on.
Oh, my God.
At this Wyndham in downtown Dallas.
North Dallas.
Northwest Dallas, if you will. Denton. Mm-hmm. You walk in this Wyndham, and you see a bunch of balloons and party favors. It looked like high school prom. And if you thought that, you wouldn't be far off. This wasn't high school prom. This was adult prom. No, I didn't stutter. No, I didn't just make that up. It was called adult prom.
It really is the saddest thing you've ever heard.
Now, if you think this is the most pathetic thing you've ever heard, you're completely right. And we gave it the benefit of the doubt. We're like, well, maybe it's kind of cool. Like, maybe it's, maybe it's a cool event. Maybe we're judging it. You know, we're not too cool for that. Like, whatever. We're open-minded individuals.
We're going to let people enjoy
what they want to enjoy.
Let people enjoy things.
Like, I agree. No judgment. Like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. You do you, bro. We, you know, we're just all the people that were at that prom. If I'm being honest, we're just mad because they're doing them better than we're doing us.
It's their world and we're just living it.
I agree. But anyway, adult prom is exactly what it sounds like. It's a bunch of people over the age of 35 to 50, pretty much, dressing up in exquisite costumes and going to prom again. Now, the distinction here is I know that, I don't know, maybe I've seen this in movies, but, like things like this happen, like, elegant nights out, like ballroom, like, just meeting people, dressing up,
classy things. See, what we weren't sure about is, like, is it prom? Like, were you bringing a date? Is it a classy night out?
Is it a classy night out? Or is it prom?
See, like, is it prom with a prom king, a prom queen? Because if so, that's kind of sad.
No,
like,
that is like, sad. That's like, that's sad. I'm sorry. Hey, we don't hold back here. That's fucking sad.
Yeah, but if it's just like a classy night out, you go drink, there was nothing high class about this.
It was just, from what I could see, a shit show.
Yeah, I would say so.
We left. We asked the worker what was going on. I went up and I'm just like, what's going on here? And the worker goes, adult prom. And I go, adult prom. It's prom for adults. And she looks at me and she goes, yeah, and shrugs her shoulders. I don't know either. We then left the building.
Yeah, that was not us. I mean, we still stay there. We couldn't get our money back.
We needed four walls and a bed. Two beds. But then we pretty much just walked around Dallas. Now, let's talk about walking around Dallas. Let's keep the DCC out of this for now.
We don't want to criminate ourselves.
No, we don't want to incriminate ourselves.
On live air? No.
No. Petty crimes? No. Kidding, we didn't commit any crimes. But anyway, so we're walking around Dallas, and like we're just walking in any general direction from our hotel.
We don't have any plans. We're just like, you know what? Let's just do
something. We've seen it all at this point. We've been in and out, which, by the way, was
that
was Saturday when we got there, because we got Saturday morning.
Well, we were
toured Dallas in the morning, got in and out at night, then went exploring.
Oh,
and so
we had some experience there.
We don't have any direction in mind at this point, and we end up underneath an overpass, about to get shanked at any moment. Yeah, for all of you, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia watchers out there, Duncan should have been under this bridge. Now we walk. This is where it gets good. We see an erotic sex shop right up the road, and we're thinking to ourselves,
you know what? We have to go.
If that's not calling our name, what is? So we walk. Let me explain this building. It's a rundown building, as you can imagine. It's pretty spacious, and you walk in. You walk into a lobby. On your left is the entrance to the sex shop, and on the right, it's just a black door. You can't see in it. We assumed it was locked. You can't get in. There's no reason to go in there. Whatever. It's abandoned. We walk into this sex shop, and Jack, what was the worker's response to us walking in here?
So we...
It's 10 p.m. at night.
So we walk in. Immediately to our left, there's this guy of African-American descent.
Yes.
He's just sitting there doing what I assume is...
Nothing.
Asset protection.
He's on a stool. A bar stool.
He's just sitting on a stool.
Asset protection.
I assume as asset protection. And then there's a bunch of other people, what I assume is just loitering. Just kind of sitting there behind the counter talking.
If they're getting paid, that's an injustice.
It really is. So, and then there's this African-American lady behind...
We can say black.
Yeah, black. That's not bad. We say black. Well, that's not She's bad. Behind the counter. She's like, with an eye patch on. Let me say, an eye patch.
I don't know how it had to be legit. There's no reason to have an eye patch on. It's still...
If there's an eye patch, I want to hear that story. I need to hear that story.
Why did we not ask? I'll tell you why we
didn't. But it's kind of rude to ask, like, hey.
No, Jack, explain the rest of the... Explain what she said to us, and then that'll basically say why we didn't.
So she's like, two little cute white boys walking in here.
And we didn't know what to say. I think
like, what do you say to that?
I think our subtle response was like, yeah, hey.
We have nothing else to do.
Yeah, no, I literally think we said something to the extent of,
thought this place was interesting. Let's check it out.
Yeah, no, I think we were like yeah, we're just walking around. We saw it. We have nothing else to do, why not?
And then they, okay, all right. And then they asked us how old we are, and I'm like 19, and Jack's like 18, and she's just like, oh. Keep in mind, we had fake IDs, so we could have lied at this point.
No, but we don't have fake IDs.
No, it's not illegal. It's not illegal to have fake IDs. Okay. It's just like how you use them. That's a misconception. Like you can, it's not illegal to have them. It's just like how if you use them that way. No, but we don't have fake IDs. No, we don't have that stuff.
Because that's illegal. Because why would we need them?
No, why would we need those? So no, we don't drink alcohol either. But so she was, we're just like 19 and 18, and she's like, oh, you need to be 21 or something to be in
here?
Which
doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all. I've been in sex shops before. They're 18 or like whatever the age you are an adult in that state. And so we're like, whatever, we've seen it all. We've been five steps in here. There's nothing to look at here. And she goes, maybe I think the age limit's like actually 18. And then another guy's, or 19. And then another guy, the guy, asset protection goes, 18, yeah, the limit's 18, and we're just like,
well, perfect, we're 18,
we're
so.
Just like, we're just like, cool. So we just walk around, we're done with conversation with these people in this store. Associate, it'd be a stretch to call them anything other than squatters at this point. Now, we quickly leave, but on the way out, I mentioned earlier specifically that there's a lobby, and to the left is the sex shop, and to the right
is a hallway.
With now doors. We couldn't see the like through it when you walk in the lobby on the right because it was all blacked out, the two window panels and the door. But when you walk outside, like you're gonna open the main door to go into the lobby, on the right there's windows, if you can imagine that, and they weren't blocked off. And all we saw was four rooms, all with the door shut. And somebody took Word and, like, Impact font, Arial maybe.
Probably 72 font.
72 font Arial and wrote, what was it, conference room on it? Yeah,
it might as well have just been in quotes. It should have been, like, conference room.
Conference room. Taped it up there. Not even straight, just, like, crooked. It was, like, called it a day. Now, I am here to believe that there was some exchanging of money
as we were walking
sexual,
out.
Sexual favors there.
And so, keep in mind, this is around the Halloween, you know.
No, it's not even that close to Halloween.
It's mid-October.
They're pre-gaming Halloween at this sex shop.
It's mid-October.
It's barely mid-October.
And as we're walking out, trying to get out of this place, like, Jesus Christ, what is this place? She's like, you know, go straight, going through those doors, there's going to be some ladies there, they'll give you a scare.
what does that mean?
I appreciate the festive spirit, you know?
It's the least you could have done for us after what you said to us walking in. Now, as an individual, as a man, a woman, whatever your gender, you can pick these days. It doesn't bother me.
We don't,
you know,
care.
Whatever.
We don't care. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
be who
care.
You want to be.
How do you take that? Don't open that door. What'd you say? There's a surprise?
Yeah, there's like a spook or something.
A spook behind that door.
Or like
we didn't open the door, like, and there was nothing behind that door but a bunch of rooms that read, in air quotes, conference rooms. Now, we leave.
Which we can only assume it was that you have to pay for sex and or sexual favors.
Yes. Now, we leave this place, and we walk literally 50 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Like imagine 50 yards on a football field. You can see that from the end zone.
Behind it.
Not that far. And there's another shop, and I forget what it read. It was like a DVD porno shop. Yeah.
Like, on the top of, like, it was literally just, like DVDs.
DVDs. Adult DVDs or something like that. And we're like, well, this is intriguing. Now, let me paint this building. We said the other building wasn't in the best condition. The first sex shop we went into might as well have been the Taj Mahal compared to what we walked into next. This DVD store looked like a bombed out refugee center in Yemen. Like, it was awful. You walk in the front door, which by the way is blacked out with paper and things like that. You open the door and you walk in, and it's like they took a warehouse that had just been decayed since World War II, cleared out the debris in the main area, like literally just pushed out the debris from the main area.
There's garbage bags
to the left.
Like there's garbage bags covering windows. There's tiles in the floor out.
Yeah.
And it's like they just push the debris to the left and set up a circle of shelves as if you wouldn't notice. There's asbestos, if that's how you pronounce it. Like, it's just fucking everywhere. Like, this is ridiculous. We walk in, and there's another black gentleman that's smoking a cigarette.
Cigs inside.
Somebody said cigs inside, and he's just like, okay.
Fuck it, yeah. That's the move.
On the job. He's got two headphones in. He's on his... It's not an Apple phone, that's for sure. Maybe a Google phone.
And mine was a little bit of a flip phone.
I don't even know. He was watching video on it. That's... Whatever.
It might have been porn.
Dead ass. He's watching this. We walk in, there's just a bunch of, like, shelves of, like, DVDs and, like, porno magazines, etc. And then we're like, all right, not much to see here. We're about to leave. And all of a sudden, behind this small wall and a little curtain is a giant projector playing a porno. Like, just playing it there. And there's a giant, like, couch. Now, I'm going to leave this up to interpretation for what you were supposed to do back there, but we started to go back there because, like, oh, this is very curious.
I mean, we can't not check it out. We are curious spirits in general.
We can't. We're too far deep.
We are the incarnate of Curious George.
We can't just not go back there. And so he's just like, he hasn't said anything to us since we came in the store, and this perks him up, the person behind the counter, the only employee apparently that works there, and he goes, y'all need a ticket, and we're just like, all right.
I'll bite. You know what? Let's see what this is about.
I'll bite, and he's like, $10, and I'm just like, $10? What about $5? And he's just like, no, $10, and I'm like,
what's... Porn is on the internet, it's like, free, right? Like, dude, I can pull it up on my phone right now.
You know that, right? And so he responds to us, and he's just like, I'm just like, so, well, what's playing back there? Like, what movie? And I'm like hoping he says, like, I'm going to reference South Park here, but it's like, he's just like, he just knows the exact movie that's going on. It's just like Backdoor Sluts 9 or something like that. And he just got super embarrassed. And he's just like, I don't know, like, something or another. Like, I lost track. Like, dude, I seriously don't know what's playing back there. Whatever. And we're just like, okay, that's cool. We don't need a ticket. We're already broke as it is, but we'll leave. After that, we then met up with a high schooler named Justin Chuck. And that was our...
No, he's not a high schooler.
No, he's a college student.
He's a college student at SMU, Southern Methodist University. And I went to high school with him. And let me say, SMU, it's the worst place I've ever been.
It's the worst place I've ever been.
No. The campus. Campus. So nice. Holy shit.
So fucking pretty.
But the people are the worst people I've ever met.
Dead ass.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We leave this sex shop and we're just walking. We end up. We ended up
in a Mexican.
Yeah, like we were on the. Yeah, we were on like the Hispanic side of town, which was fine or whatever. But we end up Jack ends up calling an Uber, actually, and
yeah.
I don't know if you want to explain your relationship to this individual known as Justin Chung, who attends SMU.
So, this individual by the name of Justin Chung, we went to high school together, you know, we knew each other, we had the same group of friends, but we never really hung out. Like, I would say hi to him here and there, but I would never be like, hey man, what's up? Let's hang out tonight. No, that would never happen. We would just, like, vaguely see each other here or there. Like, we were cool, but... Like, we were friends. I would say friends in
it's
the
a
loosest
stretch.
Friends in the loosest terms possible.
But associates.
Yeah, we were associates. Like, we were cool. I don't have any problems with them. So I'm like, hey, man, we're in Dallas. Fuck it. It's a Saturday night. We literally have nothing to do. What are you up to? He's like, oh, man, we're just chilling here. And so I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I don't pay for my lifts. Let's go for it.
That's on Michelle, his mom.
Yeah, yeah.
That's on Michelle.
My mom's credit card's hooked up to that. Not my problem.
Not my problem.
She can bitch at me later. So we take a 20-minute Uber to SMU. We meet him there. And let me give you an image. So he's Korean. And just imagine your stereotypical Korean, just Asian.
He's joining a frat. He loves designer brands.
Just imagine you're.
He's a good guy. He's a good. Don't paint him in a bad light.
Like, no, You're right.
I very much enjoyed him. Like, he's actually a very nice individual. It's just funny. Like, Justin Chung, like, this just kid that is from Las Vegas, Nevada, loosely associated with Jack, goes to SMU, we pull up to his university. Kind of weird, but we love making new friends.
But,
anyway.
But here's the thing that bothered me. That really irked Ryan in the...
That's another story for another day, but... No. Anyway, Justin Chung, we meet him, and he shows us around the University of... Southern Methodist University. And very nice campus. Oh my god.
So nice.
Super nice. God. Like, wow. And we're walking. He's just showing us around. Like, we like the university. Like, we think it's really cool. We're just like, damn, we're in Texas at SMU. Like, bro, our life's crazy. We go to Nebraska. I'm from Wisconsin. He's from Las Vegas. Like, what's going on here? And all of a sudden, we're walking down what I would describe as the main stretch of campus. The mall, if you will.
Yeah, the mall. Yeah.
The mall. That's how I describe it. Just academic buildings left and right, the center of campus. When all of a sudden, because it's just Jack, me, and Justin, and all of a sudden, I would say, I don't know.
Well, I'd like you to keep in mind here, we are two Caucasian American boys.
Yes, and Justin's obviously of Korean descent, and all of a sudden, we experience the most overt form of racism ever. We see... just randomly, we are just talking, walking down the sidewalk, when all of a sudden, four dudes that they weren't even white either.
I think they were black.
They were black and like
in a white like 2010 Camry.
Yeah, in a 2010 like white Camry, maybe Ford Focus. They drive by.
It doesn't matter.
And out of their window, they just. Out of nowhere. I cannot describe how random this was.
Fuck you, immigrant.
Yeah, fuck you, immigrant. Go back to your country. Something obscene like
that. They obviously weren't talking to Ryan.
No, they weren't talking to us. They were talking to Justin.
Unless they knew we were from Nebraska. No,
they didn't know that. And Jack and I are shook. Like, never in my life have I, like, I don't know. Maybe we're privileged. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But never in my life have I experienced
overt racism
like that degree before. Jack and I are shook. Like, what just happened? And Justin's like, don't worry about it. Like, just shrug it off.
He just shook it off like it was nothing.
And Jack and I are shook. And, like, we're just like, what just fucking happened? Like, what? And we keep walking, and then Justin shows us his dorm and everything. We meet his two other friends, and he's going to join a fraternity. It's something weird to know about fraternities here is I'm not about to shit talk Greek life, but just to like, it's not even shit talking. It's just factual at SMU that I'm, what is it? SAE?
Yeah, SAE.
SAE.
Like, SAE also stands for sexual assault expected. You know, I if there's an SAE talk, like, listening, like, I don't want to talk shit. That's just, like, the stereotype.
We love Greek life, but y'all put that in yourselves. No, but we literally, we're walking in. Fuck, where was I? Oh, yeah, Justin's telling us how he's going to rush a fraternity second semester or whatever, because that's, like, how it works there. And we're just like, oh, that's dope. And he's just like, yeah, I can't join like, SAE or, like, I wouldn't fit in well there. And he's like, we're just like, why? And he's just like... Well, at SAE, they check your parents. This is allegedly, not factual, not that anyone's listening to our podcast to fucking care what we have to say. Like, God legitimately, there is zero people watching this podcast. So, like,
probably.
This might as well just go down in like, the depths of the internet as fucking nothing until we
delete
it.
Which, honestly, I'm okay
with. I'm okay with. I'm just having a good time here.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
But, like, he's just like, oh, yeah, SAE checks your parents' tax records. And if you don't make enough, like, you can't get into the fraternity. And Jack and I are just like, wait, are you serious? And he was very confident about what he said. And I did not believe him for a second.
You know what? I don't have any reason not to believe him.
Yeah, I don't. And, like, I've heard of things like that before. I don't know. Reddit, stuff like that.
The thing
is,
like, that's the type of thing. I'm like, you know what? I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt totally after our earlier experience here with you know Justin and the overt racism experience in the middle of campus. I would put it past SMU, you know, students, graduates, etc. Now we're just like, oh, okay, interesting, but that's kind of Greek life at SMU. I don't know, but that's what we're talking about. When we say the people, we've cited multiple instances.
There's
nice people there. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, there's
they have money to spare.
Which is my kind of people. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, if they're paid for my shit.
No, don't get me wrong. Those are my type of people, you know? But like at the end of the day, I just wouldn't fit in. I wouldn't fit in.
No.
I fit in well. I like to think
I go for a moral. Oh, wholesome group of people. Let's say that. So, you know, the good life. Nebraska, the good
life. So we walk around SMU's campus. Bookstore's
closed. Very nice.
Very nice campus. So I don't know how many times we could say that. Just everything's super nice there.
It's expensive as hell, so yeah, it better be.
Yeah, no. We walk around. We eventually catch an Uber back to our hotel at the Wyndham, and we go to bed, wake up the next day, drive back from Dallas, and here's where it gets interesting. We get dropped off in Lawrence, Kansas,
home of Kansas University. Go Jayhawks, rock chalk. where we know someone there.
Yep, we know a few people there. And the plan all along was, we had planned Sunday night to go to the Chiefs game, and we were going to drive down.
This was planned like a month ago.
We were going to go to the Chiefs game on Sunday night, right? And so we were going to drive down with our friends to Nebraska and meet our friends down in KC, and we were all going to go to the game together, right? Well, since we went to Dallas, our two friends in Nebraska drove down, and we met them there, and then we met the people in Kansas City there too. So we just basically got dropped off in Kansas City. And so we had dropped off in Kansas City, and not that we drink alcohol or anything, but we had a good tailgate going.
Oh, yeah. We had a good time.
We had a good time. And we walk into the game, and we just, you know, see the Chiefs utterly destroy. Oh, you know what?
I'm going to be honest here. I'm a huge Chiefs fan here. Ryan, he's a Green Bay fan.
I'm a Packers fan, but you know what? Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah. Packers aren't doing so hot this year, but Chiefs fucking Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah. It's disrespectful that we're number two.
It's disrespectful.
You know what?
Put some respect on it.
No, seriously. They never respect the Chiefs. They're always second or third in the NFC West, which is a joke of a division.
Their track record isn't great.
In the playoffs, yes, I will agree. But now you
got Patty Mahomes, so like...
MVP.
Who were they even playing?
This week?
No, when we won.
Oh, they put the Bengals.
Bengals, yeah, they were god awful.
It is surprising that Marvin Lewis still has a job.
Honestly, like, I'm so sorry for anyone that lives in Ohio and is a Bengals fan. Like, honestly, I'd rather be a Browns fan. They have a more promising future.
I would agree.
In every regard. You know what? Andy Dalton might make it to the playoffs, might even win a playoff game. God forbid. Maybe, like, at most, but you're never going to win a Super Bowl. So.
See, but also the thing is that who thought that Nick Foles?
No, I take that
Big
back.
Dick
I take
Nick
that.
Would
no,
win
I take
a
that
Super
back.
Bowl.
I take that back. Okay,
it'd be a Super
I thought
MVP.
That. I thought that only for the reason that not only did Philly have a complete team with Carson Wentz defensively, or skill positions, offensive line, etc. They had a complete team, and they had a stud quarterback. Now they had a complete team and no star quarterback, but they had a quarterback that had literally started multiple seasons, I believe, in Philadelphia or games, whatever. They had a starting caliber quarterback that I believe has played playoff games before. That's known success in the NFL.
I don't know if Nick Foles has played a playoff game before that year. I'll do fact check.
Regardless of the fact, Philadelphia was a complete team that just needed a hot hand to come in at quarterback. That was a capable quarterback, and that was Nick Foles. I will say, if Trent Dilfer, for all
who
you
the
youngins
fuck
out
is this?
There, Trent Dilfer, Baltimore Ravens, that's my point. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Well, the Baltimore Ravens defense won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. But 2018 was his
first playoff game.
So Nick Foles, the first games he played in the playoffs was in 2018, the year that the Eagles, go Birds, won the Super Bowl. So prior to this, he has never made the playoffs, or at least he has never started or played a game in the playoffs.
Okay, maybe my point was null and void. My point is they're a complete team and they had a quarterback with
yeah,
starting
yeah,
experience
correct,
playing
correct,
and
correct.
Playing. He was good. That's all you need. Now, if Trent Dilfer can win a Super Bowl on the back of the Baltimore Ravens defense, I believe that anyone with two arms, hell, I'd even go to say one arm, can win a Super Bowl as quarterback. But, so Andy Dalton, the Bengals fans have a snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah.
You don't have a chance if Marvin Lewis is your head coach. However, you know, you never know. But anyway, can we talk about the Bucks for a second? Deadass. Bucks in six. The Bucks, as we're recording this, just shit stomped the Golden State Warriors.
Yo, by 20. I think was it 134?
In every regard, Eric Bledsoe.
Let me check.
Eric Bledsoe's dropping 26 points. Just acrobatic layups left and right, floaters. Giannis is doing what Giannis does. Did I not mention that Giannis is the fucking front runner for MVP? And
yep.
And we don't.
It was $134 bucks, 111 Golden State.
That's what I'm saying.
The front runners for the NBA Finals three or four years in a row.
Milwaukee, I need my bucks.
Yo, shout out to Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Two N's at the end.
Is that
S-W-O-N-S?
Is that the theme song for our podcast? My bitch Milwaukee, I need my bucks. Now, it's a song about the Bucks, but basically, the Bucks went off and just proved everyone wrong. You know, small market team. We draft well. We draft a superstar in Giannis. The next thing
I'm a huge Giannis fan.
The next thing you know, we are shit stomping a super team. Yes, Steph Curry went out. Yes, Draymond wasn't playing. You still have more superstars in air quotations, than we have on the court. Bledsoe had 26 points, 6 assists in 26 minutes. Giannis, 24 and 9 rebounds in 26 minutes. Brogdon, 20 points in 24. And Middleton, 17 points and 33+. Pat Conahay? No, that's Matthew McConaughey. I don't even know what the center's
name
is.
All right.
No, but I forget the center's name we signed in the offseason. Patsy had 15 too. Played very, very well. But they dominated the best team in basketball. The team that year in and year out, you have to just pretend the whole regular season that it's not Golden State's title to win. So, excuse me. That was just a text. But anyway, as I was saying, we're sitting at about 50 minutes and 35 seconds. You could have just asked that. You didn't have to text me.
Yeah.
Okay. You just.
I'll say we keep it on an hour, first episode.
I think an hour is perfect. Maybe even a little shorter, you know? Yeah. But yeah, Bucks kicking ass. There's a new king in the East. His name's Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's not how you're supposed to pronounce it. He pronounced it a different way, but that's what we're going to call it here. Yeah, I'm just excited for the future of the Bucks. New arena, Milwaukee. 262-414, you know, that's the way she goes. I don't really have another topic at this point, Jack. I mean, we could kind of end it earlier.
You know what? I think we should end it on a good note. Go Bucks.
I think.
We didn't finish our Dallas story. So we went to Kansas City. We, you know, saw the Chiefs game. Chiefs blew out the Bengals, as I expected. Chiefs Kingdom. Mahomes for MVP. Yeah.
And then we left.
So yeah, then we left. We drove 3 hours back to Lincoln, and we went to bed.
Yeah, we went to bed. So didn't make it to class in the morning. Did not complete the triple on time. Triple on time.
I went to class in the morning. At a 9:30, I went there. I did that.
I love just historical references. Just if you can give me like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not like I'm really searching right now. Just like kind of an out there random historical reference. Oh man, I'm just searching for the word. An exquisite, maybe something like that.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Oh, like if you could just give me like an exquisite historical reference. Nothing. Nothing makes me hard.
I think maybe niche.
Niche.
Just I don't even know if that's a word.
That's not the word either. But you get the idea. I'm a sucker for that. You know, no girlfriends allowed in this podcast. So like, you know, guys. Not that I'm asking you to hit on me or anything, but like...
No, but honestly, like, we need girlfriends in our life. Jesus, we cannot do this on our own.
No, dude, there's no girlfriends allowed in this podcast.
Like, I feel like it's more of an ironic
title. It's literal, and if you don't take it literally, then you're not doing it right. But there's literally no girlfriends allowed in this podcast. Like, if you have a girlfriend that listens to this podcast... Don't.
No. We still want you to listen.
Don't get me wrong. If there's one. All right,
Ryan, to end it, what's the title of this podcast? What's the title of this specific podcast? What's the title of this episode?
Dallas.
The Big D.
The Big D.
That's the title of this episode.
I'm gonna leave you guys with something I found 20. I'm gonna personally attack. Everyone in this that's listening to this podcast right now, if you just give me a second to find it, if you can find the tweet that Noah sent us a little while ago.
What are we looking for here?
We're looking for the if you're single and...
Oh, yeah.
I cannot find that, if I'm being honest with you. We're just kind of dragging it out, but just stay for like a minute or something like that. Not even, a few seconds. Oh, here it is. I found it. So for all of you listening... Somebody tweeted, "If you're still single in November, you're ugly." And somebody else quoted that and said, "What's the need for this unprovoked attack?" So, All I gotta say is that if you're single in November, you're not cuffed, you ugly. Now, keep in mind, no girlfriends allowed, but I think that's gonna do it for the episode. I didn't think that was very funny.
Thanks for watching, or listening, I guess. Thanks for listening to this pilot episode.
Yeah,
I had a really good time. I'm excited for the next episode. This is gonna be fun. Dude, just Ryan and I talking.
Fucking around. This needs to be a little more laid back than it already is. I enjoy this a lot. This is something we do on Friday nights because we're losers.
Yeah.
GDIs. It's not much more.
GDIs.
GDIs.
Goddamn independence.
Goddamn independence. Alrighty. Well, we'll see you all next Friday if we're not drunk enough. But we don't drink, so. Anyway, alright. Have a good night, everyone who's listening, but nobody's listening at this point, so.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
No, it didn't stop recording, lol. How do I stop it?